Thank you, worship team. Amen. Today, I want to talk to you on the topic of prayer. Last week, I shared on prayer, and I said prayer changes things. Well, I actually wasn't supposed to preach today, but suddenly things changed, and here I am. So, I'm going to believe that prayer has changed things. And maybe you're here today, and I don't believe you're here on coincidence. God has a message for you here today. So I'm going to believe for God to speak to you in your heart, in your life, here right now today. How about we start with a smile? Is that okay? I think it's good to smile. We talk about different challenges and tragedies that we go through, but it's important to smile as well. You know, we all pray things, and how many of us have prayed something like this? Dear God, my prayer is for a fat bank account and a thin body. Please don't mix these up like you did last year. Amen. How many of us have prayed something like that? Yeah, we all pray things like that. Or how many of us have tried to negotiate with God when we pray? Lord, if you do this, oh, I promise I'll do that. And I like this one. Man is praying. This is what God says. Put it in writing, right? Whatever it is that you're promising, yeah, put it in writing. Are you really going to do it when you're negotiating in your prayer life? Those are just two things to make you smile. But we all pray different ways in different times and in different seasons of life. And it's good to smile and to laugh, but we also know that when we pray, there are many serious things that we pray about and we pray for. How many of you can say today that you are praying for something but felt that you did not get an answer? I think a lot of us could say something like that. I have so many testimonies of God answering prayer, but I feel like I could say, I feel like that all the time. That how many of my prayers, I feel like, Lord, when are you going to respond? When are you going to answer? So I felt like that, and maybe you're here today and you have felt like that as well. Well, you know, God, he teaches us to pray, teaches us how to pray, and we know that sometimes there is a waiting period, a time to wait and a time to listen for how God is going to work in our circumstance. In the book of Luke, chapter 11, one of the disciples asks Jesus to teach them how to pray. And so the Lord Jesus responds first by teaching the Lord's Prayer. We all know that one. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Right after that, he goes on to another set of teaching. And I want to read those verses right now. Luke chapter 11, starting in verse number 5. Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked. And my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Jesus taught them to pray until they receive a response. And that was what God has to say to us today as we're talking about persistent prayers. We need to pray until we sense we have received a response from God. It teaches us in this passage that if you keep on knocking on the door of prayer, eventually you're going to receive what you need. This type of persistence is really a demonstration of faith, that you are not giving up. You're not going away until you receive what you need. When we look at a passage like this, we need to be filled with confidence that God will respond to us in the prayers that we have in our lives. We need to be filled with that confidence that God will hear us and He will respond. So what happens when we pray and we don't receive a response to our prayers? How do we make sense of this passage and the experiences that we have praying for something and feeling like our prayers aren't being answered? Is it, hey, anything you want, if you just ask for it long enough, you will wear out God and He will give it to you? Is that what's being communicated here? Well, we have to look at this passage and look at all the other points of Scripture that teach us about prayer, and we put those things collectively into practice. Immediately after these verses here that I just read to you, it then shares something else that compares God, our Heavenly Father, to a good earthly father. It says, if a good earthly father will give good gifts to the children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good things? Well, I am an earthly father of two sweet little girls. And recently, one morning, while my wife was taking a shower, my two little girls double-teamed me, asking for a cookie. And it was before they ate their breakfast, and I said no. But my two little girls were very persistent. Somehow, they might have read this passage of Scripture. I'm not sure. But they were very persistent, and they did their best to wear me down. One was saying, just one, just one. Just one. And she was so persuasive. You know, in a previous experience, you know, she was saying, Daddy, I need a cookie. Daddy, I need a cookie. I don't know where she learned this from. You know, is this something just built in to be persuasive like this? Is she going to be an actress? I don't know what she's going to be. But she was trying to wear me down. I was like, Daddy, just one. Just one. Just one. And then the little one came running in and said, Uno, Uno, Uno. So there I am, listening to just one, uno, just one, uno. They were wearing me down. So I started by saying no, and then I started saying not yet. And then I said, oh, go ask mommy. Right? You know what I'm talking about. You understand that. And my no turned into not yet, not until you eat breakfast. But that's how I think maybe it is with God, you know. We try to wear Him down, but God knows what's best for Him. And sometimes He knows what's best and He has to say no because He knows what's best. Other times He's saying to us, well, not yet. Not yet. The timing isn't right just yet. And so that's how we approach things in prayers. We think of our Heavenly Father as our good earthly Father. He wants us to be persistent in prayer. Man, if my little girls learn to pray to God like the way they're trying to wear me down, God is going to give them the whole world, I think. Right? You know, it's amazing, you know, these kids. My youngest, she can only speak a few words, like mama, dada, cookie, and chips. You know, how is that? How do they learn those important words like that? So when my kids ask me and they want to do something dangerous, it's no. When they ask for a cookie, it's not yet. Same thing in our lives. We don't always see what's up ahead. But when we come to God in prayer, God being a good Father, a good Heavenly Father, knows. He knows what's up ahead. He knows what's best for us. And He wants to answer prayer. He does. He wants to respond to our prayers. He wants to meet our needs. He also knows what is best for us. He knows the right timing for us. So all these things are coming into play as we're praying to God. But I believe this, as we learn from Scripture, that as we are persistent in prayers, God wants to respond to our prayers. Well, sometimes we don't get a response. And what do we do when we don't get a response? Or how can we evaluate that? I look at two scriptures found in Proverbs that talks about prayer. This is what I see here. Proverbs 15:29 says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayer of the righteous. Well, someone who is doing evil in the eyes of God shouldn't expect God to respond to them. Shouldn't expect God to answer prayers if they're going against His ways. But if you know you're following God, you're trying to walk in His ways, then you should have confidence that God wants to respond to my prayers. Look at Proverbs 28, verse 9. If anyone turns a deaf ear to my instruction, even their prayers are detestable. Well, what is that saying? You know, if someone is willfully going against the ways of God, well, sometimes even the things that they're asking God for are wrong and against the ways of God. So we see two contrasts here. Some who are doing evil and wrongdoing against the ways of God, and others, some who are described as righteous. And I've used that term righteous a few times recently. Righteous is someone who is in relationship with God, someone who is seeking to do things God's way. If that's you, then you could have confidence. God wants to respond to your prayers. So do things God's way. Be in relationship with God. He wants to answer your prayers. You know, when we think about this, you know, there's one prayer that God will always answer for every person. It's a prayer of repentance, a prayer confessing to God that I haven't done things your way, I've done things my own way, I've sinned, forgive me. When we put our faith in God, that Jesus paid the price for our sins, and we put our faith in him, that he is willing to forgive us of our sins, that is a prayer God will always hear, no matter who you are, as long as you have a sincere heart. Now, we as people, we can't see people's hearts. God sees the heart. And God knows if you are sincere and that is your prayer, God will always hear that prayer. He will always respond to you. You can have forgiveness. You can enter into a relationship with Jesus. That's what God wants. That is the first prayer that God wants to answer in your life. And then as you enter into that relationship with God, knowing you've put your faith in him and you're walking in his ways, then God is going to start answering more of your prayers. He's going to respond to you. And how many of you know that even as Christians, sometimes we need to evaluate our lives and say, hey, are we really doing things God's way or not? We read the Bible. We see, hey, what is God's way of doing things? So we put our faith in God that we also need to follow him and do things his way. And sometimes we need to evaluate and say, hey, Lord, help me to do things your way instead of my way. And sometimes we need continual forgiveness. Sometimes we realize we're harboring unforgiveness towards someone else. Sometimes we ask God to forgive us, but we're still holding unforgiveness towards someone else. Jesus said, we need to forgive others if we want God to forgive us. And some of those things might be a hindrance in our prayer life. So let's look at those things. Let's evaluate them. We don't want anything to hinder us in our walk with God and in our prayers with God. But if you know you've put these things in the hands of God, you're doing what God wants you to do, then you can have full confidence that God wants to respond to your prayers. So we pray. And we pray, and we pray. And as Jesus said, to be persistent in prayer, to continue to pray. You know, sometimes God will respond to us, but maybe it's not the way we thought he was going to respond. But he is responding. We have to be aware of it. Sometimes I feel like I'm praying, I'm doing everything I know to do, but I still feel like God is being silent. What do I do? At that point, I start talking to some of the other spiritual people in my life and have some dialogue about that. We pray together. We dialogue. Am I missing something? What do I need to see that God is seeing right now that I'm not seeing? Remember a young person who came to talk to me and was praying for something, trying to follow God and praying, and felt like they weren't getting a response. And as they were talking to me, it would just seem very clear to me what they needed to do in their situation. It seemed very clear. But that's not what the young person was looking for. They were looking for something else. And we continued to talk, but I realized, you know, if they continue to go to any other mature person, they're going to get the same type of insight and advice. And so I was hoping that they would come to that recognition. And then after a period of time, they realized, hey, they were looking for something, but God wanted to respond to them and work in their life, but God was trying to adjust them and work in a different way than what they were looking for specifically. So they had to come and realize that. and say, hey, God wants to work in my life, but I just need to recognize that, hey, it's a little bit different than what I first thought. But God wanted to respond. And so that's how it is in life at times, that we pray and we need to look for a response. And sometimes it doesn't look the way we thought it would look, but God still knows what's best, and he knows what he's doing. He knows what's up ahead. He wants to respond. He wants to answer prayer. So let's look for some type of response from God in our life. And when we have the right voices in our life, they're going to help us to navigate that time when we're waiting, when we're trying to understand how is God responding, what is he saying. The other spiritual people that God has positioned in our life are going to help us in that process. Well, there's another example that I like from Jesus, what he said regarding persistent prayer. We find it also in the book of Luke, when it's the same concept to pray and to pray and to pray. And even if you don't hear an answer, you don't see anything happening, continue to pray. Continue to pray. That's what God wants you to do. Continue to pray. This is another example a few chapters later in Luke chapter 18. Look what Jesus said there. Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time, he refused. But finally, he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. Wow. Another example here of what Jesus said is persistent prayer. Daddy, I need a cookie. Or to this judge, I need justice. I need justice. She was just wearing him down and wearing him down like my two little kids were wearing me down until finally she got what she needed. Jesus told them, this is how you need to pray. You don't give up. Most times when we pray, we don't get a response. We don't seem to get an answer. We just stop praying. We give up. We start thinking, well, it's just never going to happen. Or maybe God just doesn't want to do something like this for me in my life. And we give up. We see it as hopeless. We don't continue to pray. But Jesus said, pray and don't give up. There might be a process of that God sees for our prayers being answered. We want the end result, don't we? We want the final answer to our prayer and the end result. And that's what we're looking for, and that's what we see. But God is seeing more than just that. He might want to answer our prayers and get us there and see that thing in our life, but he's often looking at more than just that. He's also looking at the process that is taking place for him to answer our prayers along the journey. We're interested in the outcome. God is interested in the outcome and the process. I remember one time I was driving someone home from the airport, and we were driving back from Queens. A friend of mine, first time here on Long Island, and as we were going through, he just saw all the trees and said, oh, are we just in no man's land? Is there anything here? And we're driving through, and I said, actually, there are millions of people all around us right now. There are colleges and businesses and all types of things. But all he could see were the trees. So we got off on the exit, and suddenly he sees people and cars and houses and more people and restaurants and businesses, and you understand. But it took a little more time on that part of the journey to go that direction. It was a little different experience taking that way. So it is with us. Sometimes God cares about the process and the experience. And there's other things that we will experience on the little longer route. We often want it right now. But God says, hey, there's other things along the way that you're going to experience, that you're going to see, you're going to learn. Sometimes God is working on us, on our character, changing us, developing us. Sometimes he's changing things. Sometimes before Part B can be answered, he has to do part A that we weren't even thinking about. And these are all things along the way in the process of our prayers being answered and God answering and responding to us. There could be God's timing. Sometimes it's just God's timing. There could be reasons for the delay. Sometimes he says no, but sometimes he might be saying grow. Have you ever heard that before? You know, maybe he's not saying no to you. You're praying, you don't hear anything. You don't sense him saying no, but maybe he is saying grow. Grow from your circumstance, grow from your situation. He might not be done with it just yet, but there's something for you to learn along the way. Sometimes things need to develop. I think about my wife and I. We just had our anniversary this past week, and we got married later in life. We've often had dialogue and said, you know, I wonder why couldn't we have met each other a little sooner, years earlier in life? And as we're talking about it, we realize, you know, probably wouldn't have worked. You know, we were looking for different things. We were looking for different circumstances. But at the right time, we were both ready for the circumstances that we found ourselves in. And now here we are. And God put it together. And now it's been a wonderful thing. But maybe we were looking for something sooner, it wouldn't have looked like that. Maybe she would have dumped me. I don't know. Maybe I would have dumped her. Who knows? But we both understood our circumstances looked different, and God was working on both of us. So there was a timing involved. And we can look at many things in our lives. Maybe you've been praying for something for weeks, months, maybe years. God hasn't responded just yet. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Maybe God isn't done with your situation. You need to just keep on praying. Keep believing. Sometimes it's easy to stop believing. You stop praying because you stop believing. Maybe God is telling someone here today, be persistent. Start knocking again. You could pray again. You could believe again. He might not be done with your family. He might not be done with your situation. He might not be done with our church or with our community or with our country or with that relationship or with your financial situation or with that job or whatever it might be to you. He might not be done just yet. You got to be persistent. You got to keep on praying. I want to end with some of the verses that I read before. In Luke 11, verse 9 and 10 said, I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Amen. Amen. Why don't you stand with me? Let's pray together. Let's make this place a place of prayer right now. I don't know what you've been praying for, but it's time to pray again right now. Let's join me in prayer. I'm going to lead us in prayer, but you in your own way. Now is the time just to call out to God. Whatever it is that you need, he knows. He knows what it is, and he's here for you. He wants to respond to you. Maybe you're here today and for the first time. You're watching online, you're here in person, you're saying, I need a new beginning. I need to do things God's way. He's ready to answer that prayer. All you have to do is confess to God that you've done things your own way instead of his way. Ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life, to forgive you of your sins. Believe that he paid the price for your sins. There's nothing you could do on your own power. God did it for you. You have to just receive it. So even now, in your own way, start talking to God. He knows if your heart is open and sincere. He wants to answer that prayer right now. Believe in him right now. And today is your new beginning. For the rest of us, maybe there's something else you've been praying for. Let's just call out to God right now. Lord, you know what the circumstance is. You know the situations. Lord, some things have seemed to be impossible. But Lord, that is your specialty. You like to do what seems to be impossible. So there could be no doubt that you are involved. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done in our lives, the different testimonies here in this place, here across this room, and even in my own life. Lord, I could have passed away from cancer, but Lord, you kept me, you healed me, and I'm here. Lord, you got something for me. Lord, you could have kept me alone, but Lord, you gave me a family. Lord, there's something for me in this next chapter. Lord, whatever else it is in someone's life right now, Lord, they're still alive, they're still here. Lord, there's a new dream to be had. There's a new chapter that's to be written. It's just time to believe again. Lord, someone here They gave up praying. They stopped praying. They stopped believing. But today the message is to be persistent, not to give up. The answer might be right around the corner. Or there might be something else that's going to happen that's going to continue taking you on the path to the answered prayer that you've been seeking. Lord, we pray again, Lord, that you will use us in this church. Use us for big things, to touch the nations, to touch our communities, to touch our families, touch our schools, Lord. Lord, you know what's needed right now. Someone in this room or watching online needs a healing. Lord, we believe again in this moment that you could heal us. Lord, we see testimonies of those who've been touched. So, Lord, we're asking you for the same testimony. Touch us, Lord. Lord, someone else needs a breakthrough. Lord, someone's praying for their kids or for their friends or for a new opportunity, whatever it might be, Lord. We're knocking on the door again. We're believing again. We're knocking again. Lord, we're not giving up. And Lord, if you don't respond to us right now, we're going to walk out that door and later pray again, believe again. Lord, because you're not done yet. Lord, help us to hear your voice, hear what you're saying. Lord, answer the prayers of your people. We believe, Lord, in your word today that you want to respond to us. You want to answer prayers. We just can't give up. So, Lord, we hold on to your word. We believe it in our hearts. Lord, do it again. You're not done with us. Do it again. Thank you, Lord. Just keep praying across this room, across this place, these next few minutes of our service. Just continue to turn to God in your own way. He knows what you're asking for. He knows what you need before you even ask. Sometimes he's just waiting for you to